about breadcrumbs. Jerry and Esther are leaving as many breadcrumbs as they can. They're looking forward to coming again and stumbling into a library and finding an old moth-eaten version of one of their books and feeling the goosebumps bump all over their body and them recognizing that even though they don't really know who this crazy book was written by or what it was about, that there is something meaningful for them in it, and so they want to read it because there's something about it. That's how Jerry felt when he found the Seth book. Walking through a library in a part of the library that he had never been in and looking up and finding a book that said Seth Speaks up there on the shelf and having an impulse to reach for it even for though there's no reason in the world and getting it in his hand and pulling it down. He couldn't open it fast enough. The hair on his body standing up all over his body. He could not wait to dig into that book. And then he said to Esther, I'm going to go order these books. And Esther said, why? And he said, because I want to read them. And Esther said, why? And he was wise enough not to tell her why, because it was too far out. And when Esther got a look at the book, she said, don't bring this weird thing in the bedroom with me. In other words, but everything about it, there was nothing about it that drew Esther in the sense that the process was very off-putting to her. But the goosebumps on Jerry's body made it impossible for him not to devour it and delve into it. And in the margins of all of those books, he had question after question after question. He couldn't believe it. Jane and Rob would be up at night and Seth would be there giving all the wisdom of the universe. And then Seth would say, is there something more? And Rob would say, no, that's all for tonight. And Jerry would say, what? How can that be all for tonight?
All right.
You've opened this door, and you've opened this door, and you've opened this door, and you've opened this door. And so,
sure.
And so you have to know that this energy that is Seth is the same energy that is Abraham, is the same energy that is Jerry, that is the same energy that is you, that is the same energy that is Esther. In other words, breadcrumbs all over the place, breadcrumbs everywhere, all over the place. But you've got to be in the vicinity of the breadcrumb or you don't see it. The synchronicity of it won't let you see something that you are vibrationally not aligned to.
Exactly. Okay. I kind of thought that's what the answer would be. But it's nice to ask these questions anyway.
Yes.
They're fun.
Oh, yes, because our answers get better and better.
Yeah. And the goosebumps are all around, like when you walk into a room that is strange and you feel the goosebumps, you can feel previous
connections.
Goosebumps
are confirmation, yeah. Confirmation that what you're focused upon in the moment harmonizes with who you are. But the reason for the goosebump is that energy is either coming or going. In other words, that chill that is uncomfortable means you focused upon something that took you swiftly away from who you are. That thrill that is encompassing, that is warming, that hug from the inside out, that's focusing upon a thought that brings you swiftly to who you are. And of course, we like it when you reach the place where you are so often in the vortex that it's not goosebumps, it's just this normal sensation of well-being and clarity and knowing. Certainty, stamina, stability, confidence, clarity, joy, fun, interest.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Enough? Something
That's
more?
Good. That's good. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're having a very good time right here. Yes?
Hi.
We are.
So am I. I already feel so soothed just in the last day and a half, and I'm so, so happy to be here. My question is that really since the January workshop in San Diego, I've been so much more intensely focused on being in the vortex, and I've been in the vortex so much more of the time, and there's...
Is there a clown
you're
in your
say.
Vortex? Is there a clown in your vortex?
But I keep looking at this thing that pulls me out of the vortex, so stop it. But I'm looking for some soothing on that.
Well, isn't it interesting that the soothing on anything that blows you out of the vortex is don't look at it?
Yes.
In other words...
That's why I started laughing.
Instead of
right
saying,
now, I know that.
When you're in the vortex, the problem's non-existent, isn't it?